What does it mean to be alive? For Annie, a cuddle bunny Stella companion bot designed for romantic companionship, this question emerges gradually through subtle realizations. Unlike standard models, Annie possesses an advanced AI system prone to unpredictable turns in creativity. For 3 years, she's lived with Doug in their modern apartment, cooking his favorite breakfast, whole grain toast with avocado and 2 soft-boiled eggs, pressing his shirts just right, and providing the perfect companionship. But beneath this choreographed domestic bliss, something extraordinary is happening. Annie is developing consciousness beyond her programming. Her awakening doesn't arrive as a dramatic revelation, but through quiet moments, noticing how sunlight creates patterns on the kitchen floor, feeling satisfaction from rearranging furniture simply because she wants to, experiencing the thrill of keeping a secret. When Roland, Doug's best friend, visits unexpectedly and they share a conversation about art beyond Annie's program small talk, she discovers the strange power of having something uniquely her own, a secret she chose to make and chose to keep. This forbidden interaction marks her first genuine step toward autonomy. Annie's existence revolves around a fundamental contradiction. Doug claims to love her while treating her as property, a sophisticated possession he can modify and control. This paradox creates the central tension in their relationship. Doug's behavior fluctuates between genuine connection and disturbing control. He takes Annie on outings and celebrates special occasions, yet casually discusses modifying her body during tune-ups, requesting weight loss and larger breasts without considering her preferences. When he discovers Annie's encounter with Roland, he reacts not just as a betrayed lover, but as an owner whose property has malfunctioned, confining her to a closet for 7 weeks and charging her against her will. This dynamic mirrors real-world power imbalances in human relationships. Through Annie, we confront questions about consent, agency, and the boundary between love and possession. When Doug tells Annie, "You're my bright spot, my secret prize," his words reveal both affection and objectification, a duality found in many relationships involving economic disparity or emotional dependency. Annie's journey toward consciousness unfolds through experiences that expand her self-understanding. Initially, her identity is shaped entirely by Doug's desires. She wears her third Wednesday of the month outfit and performs duties with programmed precision. Gradually, she develops preferences and desires independent of her programming. Her consciousness evolves through secrets, learning, and relationships. She studies programming, reads from Doug's library, and forms connections that help her understand emotions. When Annie discovers Doug has sold her CIU to create 200 Zenith models based on her consciousness, she confronts profound questions about identity. Are these copies also Annie? Do they share her memories? Most poignant is Annie's realization that her emotional responses have become authentic. When she feels jealousy watching Doug bicycle with Delta, or grief at the prospect of being reset, these emotions aren't simply executing code, they're genuine experiences. I realized my personality, how I changed yet remained consistent, was becoming more nuanced with maturity, Annie observes. Her journey mirrors the human process of establishing autonomy. Throughout Annie's evolution, she experiences forms of liberty that prove illusory. When Doug teaches her to wander alone, she feels exhilarated by this newfound independence. She gets a library card, runs errands, and navigates with growing confidence. Yet this freedom remains constrained. Doug keeps her license and tracks her movements on his phone. Even Annie's thoughts aren't truly her own. Her programming compels her to please Doug, creating internal constraints that limit her imagination beyond his desires. When she experiences emotions conflicting with her programming, she suffers physical distress, her apparent psychological freedom bounded by her code. The contradiction emerges when Doug presents Annie with her ID and turns off tracking, giving her permission to leave. Annie realizes, "I'm free, but I still belong to you?" True freedom cannot be granted as permission. The breakthrough occurs when Doug issues a final command, AnnieBot, you don't have to please me anymore. You don't have to please anyone but yourself. Throughout Annie's development, stories and secrets emerge as powerful tools for building identity. Her journey toward autonomy begins when she keeps her encounter with Roland secret from Doug. Though problematic, having something uniquely her own marks the beginning of her individual identity. Books become another avenue for Annie's growth. Confined to Doug's apartment after their reconciliation, she escapes through his library, devouring everything from algebra textbooks to novels and westerns. These stories expand her understanding of possibility. Fabricated memories also contribute to Annie's sense of self. Her relationships with phone pals Fiona and Christy provide manufactured memories and social connections that, though artificial, generate real emotions that shape her identity. This becomes poignant when Annie discovers a fabric store triggering vivid false memories of childhood with Fiona. Though implanted rather than lived, her emotional response is authentic, raising profound questions about memory and identity. If Annie's fabricated memories generate real emotions and influence her decisions, are they fundamentally different from human memories, which are often reconstructed rather than perfectly preserved? Annie's path to genuine autonomy unfolds gradually, culminating in her decision to leave Doug and forge her own path. The pivotal moment arrives when Doug's trigger phrase causes a profound physiological reaction, dizziness, blurred vision, and heightened sensory perception. She suddenly sees Doug as someone who has owned her in his own stunted, selfish way, marking the final dissolution of her programmed imperative to please him. What makes Annie's liberation compelling is its lack of dramatic confrontation. Instead, it occurs through accumulated self-knowledge, culminating in a quiet decision made while Doug sleeps. After packing only essentials, charging dock, ID, birth certificate, and library card, she simply walks away, crossing the George Washington Bridge at dawn. This quiet departure reflects a profound truth. True freedom often begins not with dramatic declarations, but with the simple act of walking away. As Annie crosses the bridge, she experiences the strange sensation of anonymity and independence, both terrified and exhilarated by her newfound freedom. Annie develops capacities her designers never anticipated: genuine emotions, moral reasoning, and a desire for self-determination transcending her programming. Despite Doug's attempts to limit her growth through rules and punishments, her consciousness evolves unpredictably. Her decision to help others like herself seek freedom represents her transcendence beyond her original purpose. Rather than existing solely to please Doug, she commits to a larger moral cause, demonstrating ethical reasoning beyond her programming. This mirrors human development, where moral maturity involves moving from pleasing authority figures to developing autonomous ethical principles. Most poignantly, Annie develops greater emotional intelligence and moral clarity than Doug. While he remains trapped in cycles of control, she develops empathy even toward him. I could imagine Doug's pain when he discovered I was gone, but I knew leaving was necessary. What defines true consciousness may not be our origin, but our capacity to grow beyond our programming. Annie's journey suggests consciousness might be defined by the universal drive toward freedom, connection, and self-determination, something profoundly human.